Hey, hey, guess who's back? Me. Guess who else is back? Alvy! Welcome to the program. In case you missed it last week, Alvin DeLauro had 4 days off. The big head, James Kelly, sat down and actually did a really nice job for Alvy.
Thank you.
But there is a difference in the way the show sounds. No offense, head. I'll run you down at the top of hour number two. All right, so a huge day. National championship night. Big breaking news, which actually takes some of the shine off that game, believe it or not. All of that to get to, and some good interviews, too. Let me get you started. Telephone number is toll-free. Hit me up right now, 1-800-636-8686. No reason to wait. The first hour is wide open. There's no way that you don't have a take on what's gone down over the past 12 hours or so. Call right now, 1-800-636-8686. If you want to do it on social media instead, you're more comfortable being that keyboard warrior, hit me up on the X platform, at Jim Rome. You can also email me at Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveatake.com. So I've got another edition of Big Head Bets. We're down to the championship game. James Kelly and I both have our pick, and he will have some prop bets for you. That's top of hour number two. Also in the second hour, Pat Forte, a senior writer for Sports Illustrated. He's all over the championship game, and because he is Kentucky-based, he will have thoughts on the big story. Pat Forte, 1040. No pun intended. Also, in fact, back-to-back, 1040, and then top of hour number three, speaking of Kentucky, the new head basketball coach at Louisville, Pat Kelsey, joins us. Monday is always an ATP day. So we have a lot to get done. National championship this evening. Who you got? How you going to play it? What do you think? Telephone number once again, 1-800-636-8686. With all of that in mind, I'm actually going to start by shouting out to Arkansas. Yo, Arkansas. Crazy morning, huh? Razorback country. How y'all living? Because something is happening down in Razorback country today. And most of you probably never thought that you would see it in your lifetime. Something that you probably will not see again for at least a couple of decades, if ever. And you all know exactly what I'm talking about. Of course, I'm talking about the eclipse. No, scratch that. I'm talking about the total eclipse. I mean, insane, right? Total eclipse. I mean, a regular eclipse is insane enough, but wait until you have witnessed totality. They say there's nothing like it, which is why people have traveled from all over the world to go stare at the sun in Arkansas and several other states today. Well, stare at the moon, completely blocking the sun. Thing is, Hog Hoops fan does not need to stare at the sun to experience something special and rare and frankly almost impossible to believe right now. All they have to do is wait for the big announcement to become official, a.k.a. the official announcement that John Calipari is now the head coach at Arkansas? Yeah, sorry, solar event. You just got upstaged.
What?
But then again, sort of the Final Four. Because Cal upping and ditching the BBN and heading to Arkansas is absolutely enormous. You want to talk about blocking out the sun. Almost that big. Shocking news. I mean, yeah, shocking news. Listen, we all knew things were rocky in Las Vegas. And apparently the split has finally happened. Apparently, you really can consider that a divorce.
Consider that a divorce.
Lexington. And Lexington might not be all that unhappy about considering that a divorce. I know parts of the BBN are not unhappy about it. Either way, Cal has filed his papers, and it would seem like you got exactly what you wanted out of this deal, BBN. No more Cal. And Kentucky might get something out of this. No more $33 million buyout. So you got your divorce, and he voided the prenup also. Because Cal really is set to leave on his own. Cal really did just, well, allegedly, reportedly, any second now, just peaced out in Kentucky for a job. Keep this in mind. Cal peaced out on Kentucky for a job that Chris Beard and Jerome Tang turned down. Although, in fairness, Cal apparently is going to get a very different offer than Beard and Tang. Because Cal got Cal money, which is massive money for Arkansas, especially when you add in the NIL war chest that he apparently has been promised. You know, the exact lacking NIL funds that almost assuredly played a huge role in E. Musk leaving town, and now suddenly so plentiful that it helped attract Cal as E. Musk's replacement. I mean, how wild is that whole thing? Cal is E. Musk's replacement. Hate to bring myself into this, but we're talking about a jungle love triangle. A bizarre jungle love triangle. You know anything about me, and even DJ, we love New Order. New Order is one of DJ's favorite bands ever. You gotta understand the era we come from, and the radio station where we met, 91X in San Diego. New Order is such a great band. Even to this day, they still sound great. That's what that is, though. A bizarre jungle love triangle. Then again, how is Joy Division going to break up and not end up with a great band? Anyway, that does sound cool, Alvy. I've heard that song a million times and still sounds amazing. It was so far ahead of their time, New Order. What a great band. Anyway, where did Arkansas suddenly find all this jack, all this cash to pay Cal around $8 million per with incentives to make even more, plus a reported huge NIL package? Believe it or not, the alleged, supposed, reported source of these funds is none other than, wait for it, you will not believe where the money is coming from, in large part. Ready? The Chicken Man himself. The Chicken Man. The Chicken Man. I'm not going to say he brokered the deal, but the well-heeled Chicken Man has got everything to do, apparently, with Cal busting out of Las Vegas to go to Arkansas. This guy. That guy. Let's go to Orlando. Hi, who's this?
Romy, they call me the Chicken Man.
Really, why?
I have been on a bit of a healthy kick as of late, and all I do is eat chicken for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I am practically bringing these poor fowls to the brink of extinction. Not to mention the fact that the chicks love me, and I have a big rooster.
Not to mention the chicks love me and I have a big rooster. Anyway, no, not that Chicken Man. I wish it were that Chicken Man, but not that Chicken Man. Not the Chicken Man who called this show with one of the most legendary self-glosses ever. The Chicken Man. No, not that Chicken Man. Who then called back years later out of nowhere and ripped a golden ticket to Steven in Orlando. That dude still cracks me up. But no, that's not the Chicken Man in question. Steven in Orlando did not pony up the funds to rip Cal out of Lexington. That particular Chicken Man who had something to do with this, and apparently a lot, would be the Tyson Chicken Man, a.k.a. John H. Tyson, the billionaire Arkansas heir to the Tyson food factory. He apparently has a long-standing tie to Cal. They're tight, they're buds. And he decided to start throwing the cash around once Beard and Tang both said no thanks to the Hogs, allegedly. However, the Chicken Man is not the only one reported to be in the middle of this whole thing. Not the only reported key donor in this whole deal. The other reported Arkansas mega donor reportedly helping to fund this whole thing is, you know who. You know exactly who. There's no way in hell Jarrah was not going to get in the mix here. A story this big going down at his alma mater might as well have been catnip to old Geriatric.
Done.
You know he wanted in. Of course, Jerry Jones is willing to throw down for this. He's not willing to spend anything on his football team, but you know he's all about his Hogs. You could even say he's all in on the Hogs.
That's all in.
I guess this is what he really meant by that, by all in. Not on the Cowboys, but on the Hogs.
That's all in.
Figures that Jarrett would be doing more to help Arkansas basketball compete right now than doing it to help the Dallas Cowboys compete in football right now.
That's all in.
Listen, the entire situation really is zany as hell. But if you really think about it, it does make a lot of sense. I mean, on the one hand, it seems shocking. And on the one hand, it is shocking. But on the other hand, it does make sense. In fact, I would even argue that it's a win-win for everybody. First off, Cal gets a fresh start. And you know what? Clearly, Cal felt like he needed a fresh start. You heard him on this show, this very show. He said that Kentucky program ages you in dog years. So why stay on the hot seat when you can get a fresh start? Especially if you have to retool the program in Las Vegas anyway. Why not start fresh someplace else? Especially if the money is similar and the NIL money is there. And especially since it really didn't seem like he was ever going to be able to get back to a normal relationship with the BBN. You know what I mean? I don't think it was ever going to be anywhere near what it used to be. As much as I love Cal, and I do, and as much as I still believe in Cal, and I do, you have to wonder if UK would have broken him off, if UK would have fired him, if not for that $33 million that they would have had to pay to make him go away. So in that sense, it was time. BBN was losing its mind, and they had had enough. I'm sure Cal didn't feel like living and working with that guillotine over his head for another year, even with another unbelievable recruiting class coming in.
Unbelievable.
Speaking of which, one of the big questions for Cal, at least in the short term, is will that number two recruiting class follow him to Arkansas? How many of those five stars are going to go with him to Fayetteville? Hog fans got to be thrilled to have him either way, but to really hit the ground running, he needs that talent on the board. And if you think the BBN's bitter now, if you think the BBN is going to be bitter when Arkansas comes, I mean, the incredible thing about this is a move in conference. And not only, no offense, Arkansas, not only a lateral move, but a downward move. And then how much more pissed do you think they'll be if he takes those recruits with him? So what about Kentucky? All of that aside, they've got to find somebody to coach a team who can handle the job. Because even if it got away from Cal in recent years, there's a reason for it. That is a crazy, enormous job. And incredibly enough, the carousel is spinning backwards. The biggest job has come open at the end of the carousel. So the carousel, in fact, spun the other way. It's counterclockwise. It's mind-blowing to think, and how incredible is this, that the SMU job opened this whole thing up. The SMU firing led to a ripple effect that now sees Cal end up in Arkansas and the Kentucky job wide-ass open because the SMU domino was the first one to fall. That is wild. Andy Enfield goes to SMU. Emus goes to USC. Cal runs to Arkansas, and now BBN's like, all right, that's fine. That's good. Now who do we get? And then every other coach who accepted a job in the cycle was like, damn, thought we had it. It's kind of like that whole story about the boat. Best day ever is when you buy that boat, and the only day better than that is the day you sell that boat. All these people who took these jobs are like, whoa, I didn't know. All right, so who goes to Kentucky then? Nate Oates, obviously, is a very attractive candidate, although he does have like a $20 million buyout. Then again, well, it's not my dough. If you want to convince yourself to scratch that check, you might actually convince yourself that, hey, you know what? We're actually being fiscally prudent here. Because if we fired Cal, that would have cost $33 million, and we didn't. He left on his own fruition. Therefore, if we have to buy out Nate Oates' contract, it's only 20 mil. We actually are making money on this deal. And the fact of the matter is, aside from all that nonsense about being in the wrong place at the wrong time, when one of his players was in the wrong place at the wrong time when somebody was shot, Oates has done a hell of a job at Bama. You can even argue that right now he might be the best coach in that league. So aside from that buyout, you can see where he would be very attractive to Kentucky and obviously on the short list. Another big name that's been floated out there, you'll like this one, Chalk. The Munster Kid, Billy Donovan. Obviously, he has ties to the program. Obviously, he knows that conference. Obviously, he was a hell of a college coach. Obviously, the Munster Kid is just a hell of a coach. Now, would he want to leave the NBA to return to the college game? Don't know about that. Don't know enough about what's going on behind closed doors on Rockingham Lane. Don't know enough about the Munster Kid to know. But if you're Kentucky, obviously you take a shot at that. And then, of course, Dan Hurley. Dan Hurley's name is going to come up. And if you're Mitch Barnhart, how do you not at least make that phone call? He is the best coach in college basketball right now. It says here, no way in hell Dan Hurley leaves Storrs for Las Vegas. No chance, in my mind. Especially if he wins tonight. Spoiler alert, he's going to. I can't see it. Then it's a big hell no. But Arkansas swung for the fences. And you know, BBN also will in response. One of the arguments I made after they lost to Oakland was, you don't fire Cal because, one, I still believe in the guy, and two, who the hell are you going to get to replace him? That's the question. Well, one sidebar, referencing Oakland, how about Coach Campy being the one to run Cal off, of all people? Two of them are tight. Either way, consider that a divorce.
Consider that a divorce.
BBN is amazing when things are great and amazingly difficult when things are not great. And it sure seemed like a big chunk of BBN was over Cal and got exactly what they wanted. And now we'll see if it's worth it. Tough gig. Tough gig. Arguably the toughest. At least the good people of Kentucky and Arkansas can come together and enjoy one thing that they do share today. Totality. Because you can spot the total solar eclipse from areas of both states. And if you want to make it to one of these spots, you really should. Don't even take that from me. Take it from the anchor on the CBS Mornings anchor desk today.
People say that the partial and the total, there's really no comparing the two. So if you are making a decision this morning, folks, go to the total. The difference is like a peck on the cheek, I was told, right, and a night of passion.
A night of passion, and hopefully what will happen here is we'll get that darkness and even the temperature drop just a couple of degrees, so you'll know you're in it.
Albie, can you weigh in on that and let me know what that guy's talking about? The difference between a peck on the cheek and getting nice. Getting down. Getting Alvin's freak on. It seems like a big difference to me.
Nice.
4 days of getting nice.
A peck on the cheek, I was told. Right. And a night of passion.
Versus dropping a hammer. Oh! Anyway, Arkansas. Thank you, Albie. I know Albie's back. No way James Kelly's finding the sledgehammer. You know what James Kelly would do? He'd just play Wendy Williams every single time I said anything at all. So, Arkansas, is this the most hyped you've been since Nolan Richardson and 40 Minutes of Hell? Does it feel like the big nasty Corliss Williamson and Scotty Thurman are walking through that door? And clones, I'm going to ask for this. I know I'm not going to get what I ask for, but I'm going to ask for this nonetheless. Savior Cal was the poop in Kentucky's ice cream tweets and expos. Kentucky alum, DeMarcus Cousins tweets, fine.
Cousins was good.
Divorcing sisters for your cousins, not fine. Can we please show some originality for once? And while I'm making requests, I really don't want to spend 3 hours clowning the people who are lining up to watch the eclipse. Even the total loser eclipse enthusiasts who traveled to be on the path of totality. Even if there is a major difference between a peck on the cheek and getting nice.
A peck on the cheek, I was told, right. And a night of passion.
Listen, I know the next one's not going to be for another two decades, which is probably the next time these losers will kiss somebody. Let's just keep the main thing the main thing. Can we please stay on the path, not of totality, but rationality? That'd be nice. I have a telephone
number.
A peck
on the cheek, I was told, right. And a night of passion.
Yeah, Alvin, you love that, don't you? Just because you're an authority doesn't need you to mean you need to flex on that, Alvin.
You like that? You like that?
Rub that in our face. So what I'm looking for right now are phone calls, because we are open phones in hour number one.
Right in my face.
James Kelly, top of hour two. Pat Forty, middle of hour number two. Pat Kelsey, top of hour number three. ATP in hour number three. So it's time to get done. You should call now, 1-800-636-8686 on anything you want. Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app with over 3 million active members. All you do is pick more or less on 2-6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. Get in on the playoff action. Win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. The playoffs get underway April 20th, play-in round April 16th, 17th, and 19th. Prize Picks also offers weekly promotions and special offers for the biggest moments in all sports. Prize Picks. Now it's offering Apple Pay for quick and easy deposits into your account this basketball season. I love it. You will too. Alvy is going to join me before the end of the program with a prize pick. Alvin's a killer. Download the app right now. Use the code ROME, R-O-M-E, for a first deposit match of up to $100. Code ROME, R-O-M-E, on Prize Picks. For a deposit match of up to $100, pick more, pick less. It is that easy. You do have to be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
You're listening.
Lex Vegas, straight up, I'm not having it. I need to hear from you right now. BBN, I know what you're about. I've seen you up close. I have felt the energy. I have felt the power. You wanted this guy gone, and now he's gone. So where is the phone call? Where is the reaction? What is your reaction to Cal? Well, you talk about a dude who had a little trick up his sleeve. What is your reaction to Cal leaving? You get nothing for him, but you don't have to pay $33 million. And then who do you want to replace him? And now what? Like, you've been banging on the table for so long for this to happen, and then it finally did happen. So get your ass in here and let me know what you think about it. You've got no reason not to.
Get your ass to
get your ass to Costa Mesa. 1-800-636-8686. BBN. Reaction. And Hogs fan, if BBN is intense, you're not far behind. Now, you're not the BBN. Just like Arkansas's program is not Kentucky. But there's a lot of energy there and a lot of money there. I want your reaction. Is Cal the guy to keep this thing going? Because, by the way, love Cal. Love Muss. But over the last 5 years, Cal did not accomplish what Muss did in Arkansas. So do you think that Cal can go there and kind of reconfigure, tweak his approach? You know, the reconfiguration and the tweaks that he needed in Lexington. Can he do that in Arkansas and maintain that bar? Remember, Muss took you to 2 Elite Eights and a Sweet 16. Kentucky hasn't seen that in quite some time. Cal won one tournament game total in the time that Muss took Arkansas to 2 Elite Eights and a Sweet 16. So do you think that Muss, or do you think that Cal can pick up where Muss left off and then elevate that? And then, of course, you got Muss in SoCal. Emus is going to be my podcast guest this week. So if you're looking for him on the daily, he is actually going to go long form, stretch out on our podcast. Clones. So again, Kentucky fan, where are you? Hog fan, where are you? You have my number. And in the meantime, I do have one question for you. Why is Old Trapper Beef Jerky so amazing? Well, you can start with the fact that it is run by a family business. I know the family business. I've spoken with the family that runs that business. And they stand by quality and they produce the world's finest beef jerky, period. Full stop. Do not be fooled by the brands. All beef jerky is not the same. Do not walk into a store and say, yeah, I'll have that beef jerky. Which one? They're not the same. Make sure you choose Old Trapper, where you can actually see the quality right through their Clearview packages. They do that by intention. They want you to know exactly what you're buying. They want you to see what you're buying. And then every bite of Old Trapper, once you rip it open, is tender and it's never tough because they use just the best ingredients. And they do not have to do that either, but they choose to. Why? Because they are the best. Four incredible flavors, all mouthwatering, all awesome. So what you want to do is go find out. Find out which one you like best. Go grab a 4-ounce bag, or if you already know which one you like best, load it up with an 18-ounce bag. That way you've got enough for everybody. If you don't see it, and you will, you can't miss it. But if you don't see it, ask for Old Trapper by name, because no other jerky compares. Old Trapper, what is your beef? Before I go to break, let's get some reaction. Rome. We experience a partial eclipse almost daily up here in Colorado. Every time the big head walks by us blocking the sun with his big ass head. Regards, Big Head's neighbors. Signed, JP in Riverside. War Adult Wrestling. At 115 USA. Hi, Jim. I am not a fan of BBN or today's total solar eclipse. In fact, give me back my son.
Give me back my son.
The Earth. I'm kind of conflicted, I'll be honest. So DJ's off with some girlfriends, leaving me with the Ragdoll Legend and Sapphire the Rescue Cat to watch the game tonight. So I'm kind of conflicted because DJ's all about that game. And then how do I watch One Shining Moment without DJ getting all dusty? But at the same time, DJ also, and thank goodness she's not listening right now, I know she's not, is also kind of about the eclipse. She likes that stuff. Her fam likes that stuff. Me, I'm not really about that stuff. So I'm kind of conflicted tonight. At Haunted 00 Horse, Jim, I guess Kentucky basketball is having a Blue Monday. Sign new order. Well done. That's how you do it. See, it's not that hard. This dude did one better. At Madden King 420. I wonder what that dude's life's like. Madden King 420. Also known as Bong Rips 420. He writes, quote, "It's a big blue Monday." Oh, dude. Stoner, nicely done. A big blue Monday. All right, here come the phone calls. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I want to see. One phone line is open. 1-800-636-8686. I think I'm going to go with one before break. Also known around here as a grab and go. Let's go to Kentucky. In market. On topic. Kevin in Kentucky. Kevin, good to have you. What's up?
Hey, how's it going, man?
Good, dude. How about you?
Hey, I'm doing great. I just want to say that first and foremost, I'm a Kentucky fan who despises other Kentucky fans because I feel like they're extremely entitled. But I'd like to say that I think the divorce right now between Coach Cal and Kentucky is long overdue. I love Coach Cal. I think that, you know, he's done great here in Lexington. But I also think that it just seemed like another championship. And unfortunately, Kentucky fans, that's their first or second religion is UK basketball and winning championships. So I think him leaving to Arkansas was a decision of passion, because that's an SEC rival. But he knows he's going to have to eat it every time he comes to Kentucky. So.
You know what, Kevin, nice job. Well done. Good phone call. I like that. I like everything he said, actually. He said, listen, I'm a Kentucky fan that hates other Kentucky fans because they're out of control and they're entitled. Understandably, it is Kentucky. It's UK. He also said that Kentucky basketball is like a religion. Well, it's not like a religion. I think it is a religion. He also said it's kind of a passion move in that he's staying in conference. He knows he's going to have to come back here. Oh, absolutely, Cal knows that. He knows he has to come back, and he knows what's awaiting him, and he's obviously all for it. He's here for it. All true. Listen, I understand. Look, he's got to play against them. He's got to recruit against them. He's in conference. And frankly, a lesser program. And his whole point is, damn, look at this. I can get out right now while the getting's good. Stay ahead of the mob because they're really unhappy with me. And by the way, I'm kind of unhappy with them now. And it will never be the same ever again. So if I can get out, I know the conference. If I can get the same money or more and come back and jam them, this is going to be very theatrical and awesome. And it was time. Like, yes, I made the argument. When they lost to Oakland and the BBN was coming in so hot, fire him, fire him, fire him. I said, you know what? He hasn't done what he's needed to do lately. I get that. I understand that. I know why you're upset. But you don't fire him right now. The guy deserves a chance one more year anyway to make this thing right. Look at the recruiting class he has coming in. And a lot of BBN was not having it at all. So now, having seen this play out the way it played out, I think it's actually a good thing. It was time. I stand by what I said. He did deserve one more year. But they were not going to fire him and pay him $33 million to walk. So this works out great for everybody. You wanted him gone, he's gone. He needs a fresh start, he gets it. With some people that want him around. I'm sure Cal was thinking, they don't want me around. Why do I want to be here? They don't want me around. Shows up in Arkansas. And, you know, he's like, deity. In the meantime, Kentucky gets their reset, too. Win-win. But who are you going to reset with? Arkansas resets with Cal. Who does Kentucky reset with? Because that's a different animal altogether. The fact that that guy lasted there 15 years is incredible. Like he said, dog years. 1-800-636-8686. Where do you come out? I want to hear from Wildcat fans. I want to hear from Hog fans, college basketball fans. If you want to weigh in, go right ahead. I've got thoughts on the Final Four from this past weekend. Obviously, we're going to get into the championship game, too. A little NBA, maybe a little bit later on. Got a big-time call on hold right now. One of those calls where I've got no problem saying I will go right to him out of the break. Because you know what? You can cut the line. If you have game, and this guy's got much game, and we have not heard from him in a minute. So one guaranteed phone call next segment, and hopefully more than that. First up, here is your Bob of the Hour Sports Update. Here is Andrew Bogish.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Monday is an ATP day, as you know. You get to ask me a question, and it's brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Go to CBSSportsRadio.com/AskThePros. Submit your question. Listen later on in the show, and I might answer yours. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. I've gotten about 30 variations of this. When I said I've got a big-time caller on hold, somebody who doesn't have to wait when you have game, you cut the line. Quote, it better not be Silk. Chad from Orlando. Like 30 or 50 of you have sent that. It's actually not Silk.
Bruh.
Right to the front of the line. We go to Buffalo. The R.I.B. Rick in Buffalo. Rick, what's going on, brother?
Stephon Diggs can go ahead and kiss my royal white furry ass. Sorry I couldn't get in last week, Jim. I was on my annual Springer Break beach vacation, and my time with the strippers was just too valuable. As everyone knows, I called for a Diggs trade this time last year. And like always, the Bills were a year late in making it happen. This dude wasn't worth the headache when he was actually good. Thank God for your boy Nick Caserio being dumb enough to give up a second rounder for that washed up a-hole. Diggs going to drop more passes this year than irate Craig Will Acid. Hey-o! And Jim, I know personal appearances and show fodder, but Nate Oates' teeth would beg to differ. Hey, Nathan, I know dental visits aren't among life's most enjoyable moments, but neither are watching you give post-game interviews. So a word to the wise, big guy. Get those things straightened out or stick to the radio spots, you traitor. And I'd like to wish everyone a very happy Great American Eclipse Day, or as I'm calling it, Great American Loser Day 2024. Never before have I seen so many people get this excited about absolutely nothing. No lie, Jim. Over a million people have traveled to Niagara Falls so they can catch a glimpse of the afternoon sky. I guess the good news is that half of these idiots will probably get mugged or shot. And I'm thrilled to report that today's forecast in the falls calls for nothing but overcast skies. I mean, really, has the sun ever shined on that dump of a city? But I do hope everyone who drove there made alternate plans to get home, because your cars are definitely getting stolen. War of the Clones thinking I was dead. Hey, morons, legends never die. War of the Bills getting tough again now that Diggs is finally gone. They've gone softer than Corona Brad in the bedroom. War of the official start of smack off season. Because everyone knows it ain't smack-off season till Rick in Buffalo says it's smack-off season. R.I.P. Chuck Dickerson, the best defensive line coach ever to do it. Thanks for the vine, Jim. Who loves you, baby?
Oh, dude, so good. Rick in Buffalo, the R.I.B. I can't say that I agree with all that. Although most of it made me laugh, like it always does. Bringing the heat, bringing the fire, bringing the smack. Putting a lot of eggs in the Diggs is washed basket. But Rick's saying, as always, I'm a year ahead of the Bills. And when they fire McDermott, I'll say that I was 3 years ahead. Love Rick in Buffalo. Arguably, I'll say it again. Every time he calls, I make the statement, it's always true. Arguably the best ever not to win a smack off. He's finished as high as second. Always one to watch. Now, for a guy who never won the smack off, pretty presumptuous and arrogant of him to say smack off season starts when he says it starts. But that presumption and that arrogance makes me laugh every single time. Even without the strap, one of the best to ever do it. You just never know when he's going to call. Rick in Buffalo, checking every box, running it all down. Your reaction, 1-800-636-8686. He was fourth in the last smack off. He has finished as high as number two. This is from at Da Amish Mob. Howdy. How do you think, or what do you think about Jay Wright for Kentucky? Thanks and have a good week. Normally I want a take and not a question, but it's an interesting question. I'm going to say that would never happen. Now, if I were Mitch Barnhart, Jay Wright would be one of the first guys I would call.
That's right.
Probably 1A behind Dan Hurley. But I don't know. I haven't spoken to Jay Wright about this, but I'm watching Jay Wright. He looks as good as he's ever looked. He looks as happy as he's ever looked. He looks like a million or 100 million. Jay Wright nailed it. You know, for Jay Wright. Jay Wright was not that lifer. Jay Wright doesn't need it to define him. Jay Wright does not need it for oxygen. Jay Wright got out at exactly the right time. Legacy intact, multiple rings, has his health. I mean, he played it. I think that Jay Wright is the envy of so many coaches that just don't know what they would do without it. Jay's good. Jay knows. So if I were Kentucky, absolutely I'd make that call. But he just does not seem like a guy that needs it, wants it, or would go back. So I think that would not work for Kentucky. But I would make the call. You got to make all the calls. Just like I don't think Dan Hurley would leave UConn for Kentucky. But you make that call. Now, Nate Oates? I could see Nate Oates. Chicklets aside, Rick. Bitter much? Rick's still bitter that Nate left Buffalo. I'd make that call. All right, when we come back, bam, that was a quick hour. The Head, not in studio like he was last week, but he and I will do a Big Head Bet segment. Pat Forty coming up next hour as well. Stay tuned. You're in the jungle. I'm Jim Rome. Big Head Bet's coming up next.